The Old Testament reading for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 29. The vision of all this has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed. When men give it to one who can read, saying, "Read this," and he says, "I cannot, for it is sealed." And when they give the book to one who cannot read, saying, "Read this," he says, "I cannot read." And the Lord said, "Because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men, therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with this people, with wonder upon wonder, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, 'Who sees us? Who knows us?' You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as the clay, that the thing made should say of its maker, 'He did not make me'? Or the thing formed say of him who formed it, 'He has no understanding'? Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. "Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, it says, 'A man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband." This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. And he said to them, you have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do. This is the gospel of our Lord. Our sermon text is Mark 7, verses 1 to 13, the gospel lesson just read. The sermon title is Divine and Human Doctrine. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our gospel lesson today is one of the key Bible passages in the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and our congregation. The forefathers of our synod took these words very seriously. They were bound and determined not to commit the error that Jesus describes in verse 7. Quote, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. What does that mean? Jesus here in that verse is saying, you're just wasting your time going to church if you accept the teachings of men as religious doctrine. All the charitable works you might do, all the prayers, all the offerings, all the worship services, all the sacraments, and whatever else you do as religious service will do you absolutely no good if you accept the ideas and rules of men as if they are the oracles of God. In this gospel lesson, Jesus made an absolute distinction between divine doctrine and human doctrine based on their source. Follow the divine religious doctrine which comes from heaven, and you'll go to heaven. Follow any human religious doctrine which comes from earth, or maybe it comes from hell, and you're going down to earth and to hell. Mix divine and human religious doctrines together, and you will or may jeopardize your salvation. This does not mean that everyone who belongs to churches that mix together human and divine doctrine will be damned. But it does mean that human religious doctrine is not safe, nor profitable for salvation, and if it is believed, it may lead to false faith and condemnation. What is a doctrine? In the educational sense, it is a proposition that large body of teachers agree to teach in the same way. Doctrine comes from the word for teach. For example, let's look at mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4 is a fundamental doctrine of mathematics. Mathematicians call more complex doctrines axioms or theorems, but they are still doctrines. Theories are the most complex doctrines in science. For example, the theory of special relativity is a doctrine of physics. The theory of evolution, though contested, is considered a doctrine of biology and geology by most universities and colleges. Doctrines are also found outside of education in, for example, foreign policy. For example, the Monroe Doctrine, first set forth by President James Monroe in 1832 stated that efforts by European nations to colonize land or interfere with states in North or South America would be viewed as acts of aggression requiring U.S. intervention. This had practical application in our history in Texas, Hawaii, Alaska, Guam, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Grenada, and more recently in Nicaragua in the Iran-Contra controversy. What is divine religious doctrine? It is everything taught by Holy Scriptures, both Old and New Testaments. These books of the Bible were authored by the prophets and apostles, not out of their own ideas or wisdom, by their philosophizing, or by historical or scientific investigations. These books were authored by the prophets and apostles through the inspiration and guidance of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul wrote to Timothy, "All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. Not only was the Holy Spirit the author of all the books of the Bible, God himself spoke audibly to the prophets or sometimes in visions. The first five books of the Bible were dictated by God to Moses at various times and places in the wilderness. When they were completed, they were deposited in a compartment or shelf or drawer on the side of the Ark of the Covenant. Look at Leviticus 27:34, Numbers 36:13, and Deuteronomy 31:24 to 26. In the New Testament, we know that Jesus was God himself, and his words are recorded verbatim in our Gospels. And this is the reason we stand for the Gospel lesson every Sunday. It is out of respect and honor for Jesus. What then is a human religious doctrine? It is everything taught by men about religion or God out of man's own wisdom, ideas, philosophizing, or historical or scientific investigations, especially when they say that it must be accepted by people in order to be favored or saved by God. Any idea or rule can become a human religious doctrine if salvation or standing with God is attached to it. Now, there are certain areas of knowledge that are always religious doctrine, no matter what their source. This includes propositions about God, angels, demons, heaven, hell, evil, providence, creation, the origin of man, the soul, the human will, God's favor, divine law, sin, salvation, life after death, and similar topics. Those topics are religious, just in their nature. Who then mixes together human religious doctrine with divine doctrine? According to Jesus, the scribes and Pharisees of the Jewish religion mixed human doctrines with the doctrine of the Old Testament. That's what this text is all about. And the rabbis today still do the same thing. The rules and regulations of the Pharisees were set down in writing in 220 AD by Rabbi Yehuda HaNissi in what is known as the Mishnah. The Mishnah became the basis of the Talmud, which was written in the 6th century AD in two different versions. The Talmud is the authoritative scripture for all religious Jews today. So the doctrines of the Pharisees, which were in place at the time of Jesus, continue to be binding and in effect on Jews 2,000 years later. Just to give you some idea of what these human doctrines are, the sections in the Mishnah include these topics: seeds, dealing with prayers and blessings, tithes, and agricultural laws; festivals, pertaining to the laws of the Sabbath and, of course, the festivals; women, that's the title, concerning marriage and divorce, some form of oaths, and the laws of the Nazarite; damages, dealing with civil and criminal law, the functioning of the courts and oaths; holy things, regarding sacrificial rites, the temple, and the dietary laws; and purities, pertaining to the laws of purity and impurity, including the impurity of the dead, the laws of food purity, which we call kosher, and bodily purity. And this last section includes the laws which Jesus explicitly rejected in our gospel lesson today. Who else mixes human religious doctrine with divine doctrine? The Roman Catholic Church does. It mixes human doctrines with the doctrine of the Bible. Catholic doctrines and practices rejected by the Augsburg Confession include this: the withholding of the wine from the laity in Holy Communion, mandatory celibacy of priests, the doctrine that the priest offers a sacrifice to God in the Mass, the doctrine that the Mass can assist souls in purgatory, mandatory confession and its regulations, distinction of foods and fasts, monastic vows, the idea that the monastic life is a good work beneficial for salvation, the power of bishops, and various other traditions and ordinances. See Augsburg Confession Articles 22 to 28. In spite of the Reformation, the Catholic Church still teaches these doctrines and has added some new ones since the 16th century, such as the infallibility of the Pope and the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Furthermore, in addition to the official teaching of the Church, the chief and most celebrated teacher of doctrine in the Catholic Church, St. Thomas Aquinas, intentionally mixed the doctrines of Aristotle and other philosophers with scriptural doctrines, as is evident in his Summa Theologia. Who else mixes human religious doctrine with divine doctrine? Sad to say, all of the mainline Protestant churches, including the Episcopalians, the United Church of Christ, the United Methodists, the United Presbyterians, the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, American Baptists, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. All these churches accept biblical criticism in principle, which means that their theologians reject any divine religious doctrine that they don't like, and they add human ideas that they do like. And this is why all of their churches, all these I just mentioned, now bless gay unions and accept gay pastors. Now I could go on, but it is more important that you learn to apply Jesus' principle to yourself. When you hear some religious teaching that doesn't sound right, was not taught in your catechism class in the Lutheran Church, you should ask about its source. Where did that idea or teaching come from? Can the teacher or preacher prove his doctrine from a Bible passage? If he cannot do that, it is human religious doctrine, and you should avoid it, like boar's head deli meats infected with listeria sold at supermarkets. Also, you should avoid that teacher or preacher if possible. Test all things against the Holy Scriptures, and you will not go wrong. In the name of Jesus, our divine teacher. In his name, amen.